Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Brixton Infrastructure Financing District. This Thursday, March 6th, 2025 at 2 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Hall in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call for purposes of our audio recording today. My name is Tom Jolly and I'm District Counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
Larry Myler, board member.
Trey Orsak, secretary.
Pam Giss, manager.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, bond counsel.
Mary Barnes, assistant to Aaron Wade.
Thanks, everybody. Much appreciated. We're just going to follow the agenda today. There are no preliminary action items. We're going to move straight to our consent items, which the first one is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on February 7th. I think that should be 2025. The board did receive in a packet the proposed draft minutes of the February 7th board meeting. Just open it up to see if the board has any questions. Okay.
No questions.
Okay. I think we're ready for a motion then. Do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the February 7th, 2025 board meeting?
I move to accept the minutes as described.
Do we have a second?
I second.
Thanks. Our motion was made by Larry Myler with the second by Trey Orsak. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes by a quorum of the board. We'll now move to our action items. This first one is consider approval of resolution 2025-06. This is a long resolution. Essentially authorizing the issuance of the special assessment bonds. And I'm going to, we have Aaron Wade with Gilmore Bell here today, who will explain resolution 2025-06. I am going to turn the time over to Aaron.
Thank you, Tom. So as Tom alluded, this is the bond resolution approving the issuance of your special assessment bonds. The purpose of this resolution is to establish the maximum parameters of the bonds and then designate to the officers of the district the ability to finalize terms so long as they fit within these parameters, basically give us flexibility on final pricing and terms without having to call additional meetings to approve a specific interest rate or a specific term. We're also going to be approving the forms of various documents, so that would include the indenture of trust that my team has circulated, a bond purchase agreement and continued disclosure agreement that the Underwriters Council, Evan Stewart, has circulated, completion agreement, collateral assignment, and a preliminary limited offering memorandum. A limited offering memorandum in substantially the same form. So the parameters of the bonds that I wanted to flag is a maximum principal amount of not to exceed $38,505,000. So that matches up with what you approved in your assessment ordinance and a bond term of not to exceed or of maturing within 30 years, a price of not less than 25%, or meaning a maximum original issue discount of 5%, and an interest rate not to exceed 12%. Those are the maximum parameters. You certainly, it does not mean you're expecting a 12% interest rate or a 5% discount, but again, just giving you the flexibility. And in section 12, you specifically reserve the right not to issue the bonds for any and all reason. So somebody proposes you an 11.5% interest rate, you can absolutely turn them down and not issue your bonds. Like I said, the officers of the district have the ability to finalize the terms here. But happy to answer any other questions that you might have as part of this resolution. Otherwise, I think you can move forward with a motion and a second.
Aaron, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
I know we had anticipated a rate of 5.75. I know that is not guaranteed, but it was kind of what the market was looking like. Has there been any material change in the market that would indicate a different interest rate?
So I would say I'm not in a, yeah, that'd be a good question for your underwriter. But I, you know, I don't have that kind of a beat on the market, and also I'm kind of prohibited from playing the role of a municipal advisor as counsel to the district. So I've not seen any huge swings, but yeah, you'd want to consult with the financial folks.
Okay. Yeah. And we'll do that. And also all of the documents, collateral agreements and other documents you described that we would be voting in favor of, it sounded like you said all of them are subject to change as we go through drafts. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We're approving the forms and then authorizing the officers of the district to make any and all necessary or prudent changes. So if the investors ask for a change, we could make it. If you ask for a change, we could make it. It's just approving the forms and the substance with the ability to make the changes that fit within the parameters.
And that's what I heard you describe. I just wanted to make sure, because I think there will be some tweaking as we go forward. So thanks for that.
Yep, no problem.
I don't have no other questions for me.
Okay, well, if there are no other questions, do we have a motion to adopt resolution 2025-06 for Brixton Infrastructure Financing District to authorize the issuance of the special assessment bonds as stated?
I make a motion to accept those documents as described.
Okay, Larry, I'll just clean that up just a little bit. Do you make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-06 as stated?
That's my motion, yes.
Great. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. A motion by Larry Myler with a second by Trey Horsack. All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our second agenda item, which is consider approval of the proposed engagement agreement from Blackwood Advisors for administration, consulting, and accounting services, and authorizing the district chair to sign it. And we have Pam Giss here with us today, and she's going to answer any questions that the board may have about the engagement agreement. So Pam, I'm going to turn the time over to you.
Certainly. So I don't know if you have any questions or not, but we're certainly happy to have the opportunity to work with you guys going forward, and anything that we can do to support the district. Do you all have questions specifically about the engagement or launch or anything, or Blackwood, sorry, that I can answer?
I don't think we have questions. Thank you for being willing to work with us. We're excited to experience your firm, so we're looking forward to it.
I'm excited to be part of it. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam. So I think we're ready. Do we have a motion approving the engagement agreement of Blackwood Advisors to act to go ahead? Who's making the motion?
Yeah. I make a motion to approve the engagement of Blackwood Associates. I don't know if I heard that name correctly, but as stated.
Great. And just to make the record clear, this is also to be the district accountant. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. So the motion made by Larry Myler with the second by Trey Horsack. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. I do not have, we don't have anything listed on the administrative non-action items. I'll just open it up real quick to the board to see if there are any other matters that are non-action items that they want to discuss.
I don't have any. Trey, do you have any?
I don't have any other items I need to discuss.
Okay, great. Then we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Do we have a second?
I second.
So the motion was made by Larry Myler with a second by Trey Orsak. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum. We stand adjourned. Wishing everybody a great day.
Thanks all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.